You are listening to Comp My Pod. This podcast in no way reflects the views and opinions of any travel corporation or entity. This podcast is strictly the opinions of the commentators.
Hello, and welcome to Comp My Pod. My name is Eric. I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah.
Hello.
So, this week we are going to talk to you about a couple of things we happen to be drinking tonight. We are going to have a quick housekeeping update from Sarah about some fun stuff she's doing. Of course, we'll have our Reddit picks related to the hospitality industry, and we will wrap up the show with our picks of the week, which can be whatever we want them to be, whatever we're feeling at the moment. So, yeah.
All right, Derek, what are you drinking?
Oh, good question. So, tonight, I am drinking something called Wild Turkey American Honey.
I saw that on the document, and I was like, he's actually drinking Wild Turkey. This is fantastic.
Yeah. There is a Wild Turkey, what is it like? I can't remember right now, sorry. There's a higher end, maybe it's single barrel or something, Wild Turkey that's decent. I can deal with that. And the regular Wild Turkey, I'm not a big fan of. But I saw this, and I sort of liked the Jack Daniel's honey liquor that they have out. It's still got some bite to it, but the sweetness kind of takes the edge off the whiskey, right? But I bought this Wild Turkey American Honey, and in two words, it is atrociously horrible. Just, I mean, it is just, it's fucking horrible. I'll just say it. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's thick, first off, and it's like corn syrup mixed with alcohol, but you don't taste any, you don't taste the alcohol, and normally that's a good thing, unless what you do taste is sugar and, you know, thick liquid and just, oh my God, it's terrible. And, you know, on the same note, like some people really like sweet wines. I can see those kind of, you know, unpalated people liking sweet whiskey. But
Boone's Farm.
But for people that have, yes, exactly. For
Boone's people, Farm wine. Yeah. Ugh, God.
But for people that have tasted like decent or great whiskey in their life, like if you take a sip of this, it was overpowering the first time, how sweet it was. And it,
yeah,
and not in a good way. Like it's pretty terrible in my opinion. But I could see, on the other hand, how some people could like it that aren't good, that, well, that aren't used to whiskey. I won't say that aren't good drinkers, but
yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I'm sipping on tonight. Slowly. Unfortunately, for the show, I'll make the sacrifice. I'll try something new. But, yeah. What are you drinking tonight, Sarah?
I am drinking, actually, a Schlafly Kolsch beer. And nice. Let me get on their website.
I'm guessing it's German. Sounds
a
German.
A Kolsch is German, yes. And it's very crisp, and it's a dry beer, so it's almost like it would be very similar to, like a dry wine that I enjoy. I really like dry wine. I like drier champagnes also.
Amen.
So this is on the level with that. So anybody that likes drier wines would really like a Kolsch beer also. So if you see one on a menu somewhere and you go to a bar that has like 100 beers and you don't drink beer but you see a Kolsch, just order that. It's always safe.
Oh, nice.
You'll enjoy it, you'll like it. It's very, very drinkable. It goes very, very well with just about any type of food. Also, it pairs well with steaks, burgers, pizza. It even pairs well with salads and chicken dishes, fish dishes. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like one of the most versatile beers out there.
Is it like lighter or darker color wise?
It kind of depends on the malts in the beer and how they brewed it. It can be medium colored, like a medium golden color, or it can be a lighter golden color. So it kind of varies between that, but it's not going to be dark. You're not going to get a beer that looks like coffee whenever you order a Kolsch, so you don't have to worry about that.
Cool. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, for me. I love a Kolsch style beer. It's pretty much probably my favorite, arguably my favorite type of beer. It always, whenever you smell it, it always has sort of like a fruity kind of undertone to it. Also, the aroma of it is always really, really nice. Mm. And it has a nice finish. It finishes just like a lager. So a lager, you know, of course, is like a cold brewed beer. So it has like absolutely no bitterness to it at all, like an ale. Like whenever you drink an ale sometimes and you finish, it's very bitter on like the back of your throat and your tongue. This won't give you that at all.
Nice. So yeah, that's great.
Very versatile. I highly recommend it.
On the other hand, not to bring it back to me, but my drink finishes like pancake syrup. It's
it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's. I'm not a fan. Anyway, so moving on to housekeeping. What housekeeping update do you have for us this week, Sarah?
So we had another round of Reddit gifts, and so this time we had a ton of Reddit gifts. We had like 13 or 14 different ones you could choose from, and I picked maybe four or five.
And I missed
them.
Out, so y'all know I did not get in on time.
I should have.
I'm super bummed about it, but whatever. Yeah. But I'm glad Sarah participated. So tell us
what
kind of cool stuff you got and what categories.
So I did that. I did the Halloween exchange. I did Disney exchange. I did the postcard exchange. The postcard exchange you don't get any credit for, but I still did it. And actually, I'm so happy that I did, because let me show you these amazing postcards that I got.
Okay.
So the first one I got is just like a regular, it's just like a regular little postcard. And then he or she wrote me a nice note on the back.
Oh, so it's just like strangers writing you postcards. Like,
yeah, from Reddit. But you don't get
cheap and easy. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, because for those of you that don't understand Reddit gifts, so you get credits for like every gift exchange that you participate in.
Right.
You get these credits, and then you can use those credits to participate in future exchanges. Like, I had 6 or 7 credits, so I got to sign up for like all kinds of exchanges this time. Now, for the postcard exchange, they don't give you credit for. This is just something fun that we like to do. So this person plays Dungeons and Dragons, and he drew me his Dungeons and Dragons character. Look at that.
Oh, fun.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, you'll have to put that on Instagram.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm assuming it's a guy, because this looks like a male character.
I mean, that's amazing. Like, I mean, it's a really detailed, colorful.
Yeah, like, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, almost a self-portrait, but like, I guess not. Yeah. A character portrait. But the fact that it's hand-drawn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Remember, this is an audio podcast, Sarah.
So then he sent me another postcard too, and who does that look like?
Is that you and cat baby? What is that?
It's me. It's me and my Black Panther pop.
Oh my god. That's a mess. You're gonna have to put all this on Instagram like tonight.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that fantastic?
That is nuts. Yeah.
I mean, it looks exactly like me. He did a good job.
She just turned it around. There's a nice little message on the back.
Yeah,
like,
wrote me a nice little,
that's awesome.
A nice little note.
Well,
yeah,
okay. So my question is, what did you send people? Like, I mean, you didn't draw shit. I mean,
No, I can't draw anything. For the Halloween exchange, I sent like a candy basket, and for the Disney exchange, I sent some pops, of course, Disney pops, which that's what I got.
Yeah, but what'd you send for the postcards?
I haven't sent my postcards yet.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Don't need to send them.
Good thing your credits don't rely on those.
No. You don't get credit for the postcards, but anyway. Reddit gifts, people. Go
it's fun.
Get your Reddit gifts.
Yes.
It's a fun time.
I've done it once and I really enjoyed it. And ever since then I keep missing them because they're only open for a certain period of time. And you have to get in on it, and I don't.
And it's a separate website.
I don't
website
look at it enough.
It's not the same website as Reddit, which I hate. I wish. I don't know why it has to be separate. Like,
I think
can't you
there
just combine
is.
It?
To my, I mean, in their defense, I guess there is a separate subreddit for like Reddit gifts that would notify you and tell you you know, hey, this is happening. Head over to that site. But
yeah,
I don't.
I'm on there.
But... I don't know if I'm a subscriber actually, so it's my fault, but. Whatevs. Yeah. Anyway.
Whatevs.
All right. So, moving on. I will get started with my first Reddit pick. This is titled, My Boring Night is Going to End with Some Excitement. And it's by user Austin Bennett Writer, who has appeared on our podcast before.
And Wait, I think you're reading mine.
Am I? No.
I think. Are you? Or are you not? Sorry.
No, I'm not.
Little technical difficulties here, people.
No. But that's the thing. I think he's appeared on our podcast a few times, and we've both read him, or her, I don't know. And he's got good stuff.
You know what? I was actually looking at your Reddit picks.
Oh, never
mind. Moving on. Sorry,
she pulled
people.
Mine up. She pulled mine up ahead of time to read to you. So, anyway. Oh, Lord. Anyway, so this goes on to say, we have a bar attached to the lobby, but you have to step up to get into the bar. About 40 minutes ago, I'm minding my own business, and I see a guest come out of the bar and trip coming down the step. She somehow manages to stumble 10 feet forward and hit headfirst into my lobby's metal door frame.
Oh my god.
Blood, period. So much blood.
Oh god.
I rush over to see if she's coherent, and she's passed
out. Are you serious?
Her friend has heard the crash and comes out and is trying to talk to her in Chinese. The guest comes to and doesn't really react. She pushes herself up to a sitting position, and that's when I see that she's cut herself pretty badly.
Oh,
all this
god.
Happened in a minute or two god. As I'm on the phone with 911. An ambulance comes a few minutes later and looks at her. One paramedic speaks Chinese and they talk. I hear him mention brain matter to the other paramedic.
What?
This is a good Halloween story. They load her up in the ambulance and away they go. While I had to find cleaning supplies. Guys, I can't tell you how much blood there was. I've hurt myself pretty badly, and blood usually doesn't get to me, but there was so much blood. I had to go through two washes of clothes. Oh, sorry. I had to go through two washcloths. Oh my god. To get it off the floor. Washes of clothes. I really feel bad for her that her trip to San Francisco is ruined by having to go to one of our hospitals.
Oh my god.
I've had to call 911 before, but never for a guest who cracked their head open. Hello, incident report. I hope everyone else's night's going better than mine. And then there's a quick edit at the end. The bartender also saw what happened and sat with the two guests while they waited for the ambulance afterwards. Also, afterwards, we had shots to cool our nerves. It's a whole different kind of shaking up. I don't know, whatever. So, but,
right.
Like, have you ever had, like, a bloody, or, like, a medical incident? Not even just blood, but just, like, a critical medical incident at work?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I've had people, you know, hurt themselves, cut themselves, drug overdoses, all that type of stuff. Lots of drug overdoses, mostly, is what happens.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
But I've never had anything specifically like what this person.
Well, yeah. Well, luckily.
I've never had anything like that. You had something similar like that happen though when you worked at your retail job before. Remember?
Yeah.
Show me the photos.
It wasn't. Oh well, yeah. I wasn't there that night. There was a night where.
Yeah.
Somebody. Oh my God. I'd actually left that store at that point and transferred to another one, but
I remember those photos.
Somebody,
I can't, blood everywhere. Holy
I can't remember
shit.
What happened. I can't remember what happened, but somebody came in. Yeah, and they had cut themselves, or they were trying to abort something or something. I don't know, but anyway, there was pools of blood, and the video
was
awful. It showed like. Walking into the bathroom, some pools of blood, and they got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they opened the bathroom door, and it is like a sea of blood on the bathroom floor. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But beyond that, though, I did have an incident, no joke, at that retailer where a customer had a heart attack. And,
yeah, you talked about that before.
Yeah, and CPR and all that mess. That was awful.
It was terrible.
That was the most medically traumatic thing I experienced. But yeah, this is nuts. So, happy Halloween, folks.
Happy Halloween.
That's the service industry for you.
Yeah, I had a guy one time, he OD'd in his room, and luckily he had a roommate with him. He had somebody staying with him, and the guy had like been out the one guy that OD'd had been in the room all night doing drugs, but then the roommate came back really late, and he I didn't even know what was going on. I mean, obviously he just called an ambulance. Thank God he like knew enough to do that, and all of a sudden just this ambulance pulled up outside of the hotel, and I was like, what is going on? And then here they all come, you know, inside, and they go up and get him and bring him down. And yeah, I don't even know if he lived. I mean, because he looked bad, like whenever they were bringing him to the lobby. Yeah. So
it's crazy.
It happens. Yep, it happens.
All right. Well, on that happy note, what's your first Reddit pick?
So my first Reddit pick is. What is my first Reddit pick?
Don't take
mine. I'm like not prepared tonight at all.
It starts with stupid.
It's stupid, stupid, stupid is the name of, that's my first Reddit pick.
Yes.
Obviously, that's why I picked it, is for the title. And it comes from user OKOther, I guess, is how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lord, please help me make it through these next 4 hours without killing someone. Mm-hmm. I've had quite a week. I have some extremely unreliable coworkers who call out constantly, forcing me to work by myself without a break on two sold-out nights in a row. Oof. Well, today is my Friday, and I am so ready to get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Not 10 minutes ago, I get a call from one of those women who have that vocal fry thing going on, you know, like Valley Girl style. Me, good evening, the inn at blah-dee-dee-blah-blah-blah. How may I help you? Yes. Yeah, so, like, I have some questions for you. Me, okay. Guest. So, my mom is staying there next week for, like, a whole week because she's getting surgery. And, like, I just want to try to understand.
Oh, my God.
Me, okay. Guest, like, is it close to the hospital or something? Me, yes, we have an elevator that connects us to the hospital. Guest, so, like, I'm just trying to understand. Me, getting impatient. I'm sorry, what are you asking?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, I'm just trying to understand, why is it so expensive? My mom is paying, like, $1,700 to stay there for a week. Does that sound right? Me. Fucking finally. Spit it out, woman. Let me look up the reservation. What is the last name? Search for reservation, find it, and see that she has it booked. She has booked a room with two queen mm-hmm. beds on a certain third-party website that we all hate. Yeah. So I roll my eyes and try to explain as best I can. Well, first of all, your mother booked through third-party website, so I cannot see the exact rate she paid, but I can tell you she's not paying $1,700. It's somewhere closer to $1,100. But why is it so expensive? Me. Who the fuck asked that? Honestly,
we were in the middle of downtown. I love the thoughts at the beginning of each statement.
And we have the lowest rates in the city. I'm not sure what to tell you. Guest. Okay. Thanks for nothing.
Okay. Bye, bitch.
And she hangs up. Lord, give me strength. First of all, her mom was paying around $159 per night for a room that is larger than what she needs. Had she called us directly, we could have given her a better rate for her situation mm-hmm. and a smaller room. Also, $159 is a damn good rate for the city of Seattle.
Yeah.
I have never seen a hotel price lower than $129 ever. That's the rate for our standard rooms in Seattle. Get a clue, lady. Edit. Dude, someone gave me gold for this. Sweet. Thank you. This is the first time I want anything. So let's talk about Reddit Gold.
I like Reddit Gold. I don't know what you get with it other than a badge and a little street cred, but it's fun, right?
Yeah, Reddit Gold is awesome. Yeah, I've never gotten any. Have you ever gotten any?
Hell no, shit.
Well, somebody gave this person a Reddit Gold for that, which I thought was
That's awesome. It's amazing. It's good. Yeah. They did a good job at typing out the accent and mm-hmm. Expression and everything. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought that was so funny. I hate those phone calls. They're so annoying. It's
and if nothing else, oh, I'm sorry, I can only talk to the guest that's booked on the room. Have a great night. Privacy concerns, yada yada yada. Right. Yeah, fuck you.
I know, go away.
If they called, overnight when we work, I'd be like, no.
I don't even answer.
The phone is off the hook.
Yeah, I put that bitch on night mode. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
I only answer in-house calls. No, you need to talk to reservations.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. You need to put that bitch on night mode and only answer in-house calls. And even that's questionable.
Let's chat about that after the episode. Anyway.
We'll chat about that later.
Alrighty, next and last Reddit pick is titled Only One Period by user Zane Grimm with 3 M's. And it says, so I get asked this question a lot by guests and will occasionally answer truthfully, excuse me, because I've never had an issue here before. The guest just asked me if we have security here patrolling the parking lot.
Oh God, yeah, this question.
I know, this is probably in the top 5 annoying questions for front desk. Anyway.
Oh my God.
All right. I chuckled and told her no, that
we have armed guards. They're guarding every car.
Yeah, but get this. I chuckled and told her no, that I'm the only employee on the property.
Oh, that was stupid.
Yeah. So, is this common? The hotel's not super large. It takes about 7 minutes to walk from one end back to the front desk. I don't know what that means. I guess halfway.
I guess maybe talking about, how long it takes to walk around the hotel?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's, anyway. So, the hotel's not super large. Do most of you guys work with another person at night, or at least, or at least security?
No.
And then he said, in parentheses, "Sorry, bad formatting. No shit." But I said, "No shit." But it's a valid question, honestly. Though, for people that are newer to the industry, there is some culture shock if you work overnight in smaller hotels. You are often the only employee there, or one of like two or three at the most, generally.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked back at this person's history, but like they cannot have been very experienced in
no.
what they're doing.
No.
Like, but yeah. On top of all that, like, you don't tell... I'm pretty sure this person's a man, just based on the username, Zane, and based on the stupid answer of, oh, no, I'm the only employee here on property. That's retarded. Like, you do not say that, ever.
Yeah.
Even if it's true.
Yeah.
When
don't tell them that you're the only one there.
Yeah, I mean, even when people like call down, you know, and they need their precious extra blanket or some shit, you know, at 2 a.m. And if I happen to be the only one there, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't have anyone available to bring it up to you right now, but I can certainly give it to you at the front desk.
Right.
But you don't
say
like, oh, no one else
is here. Yeah.
I'm the only one here. Yeah. Like, that is so dumb. What is wrong with people?
Yeah. And it makes them mad. It just makes them mad whenever they hear that. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And then you extrapolate that out, and the worst case scenario is some bad actor picks up on that and decides to rob you. Well, nobody working overnight has any access to any damn money. Like,
no.
I mean, nobody can get in the safe and shit working overnight.
But they don't know that.
No, they don't. And so that puts you in a dangerous situation. Like, you can give them whatever, you know,
$100
or whatever that's in the cash drawer, but you can't give them what's in the safe, which really isn't much anyway, because they do daily drops.
There's no money
at the
bank.
Safe.
Yeah,
they go to the bank every day, and I don't know.
Sometimes several times a day.
Yeah, depending on, for sure.
How much is in there? Like, and I know my GM, if there's, you know, if people have been paying cash a whole lot that day, he goes to the bank before he leaves. He'll go again.
That's
you know,
good.
Like, if he has to. Yeah, he doesn't leave. There's no money in the safe.
That's a good GM.
And most of them do that. The good ones, that's what they do. They're not going to leave you in a hotel with, like, thousands of dollars.
Right.
It's not a bank. I mean, there's literally no money in hotels. I don't know why people rob them. It's so stupid. Like
if you want to rob me for a room to sleep in, we can talk, but
that's one thing.
I ain't got no cash. I mean,
right. No, there's nothing here. And I know with me, like, I don't even take cash at all. Like, I won't take it. I just tell them, sorry, that's my policy. I don't take it. You have to have a credit card. If you don't, you can't stay here. Sorry.
Same.
100%. I'm not dealing with it. So, yeah, this person's an idiot.
Yes. So, you're welcome. Anyway, all right. What's your last Reddit pick?
So my last pick again comes from Tales from the Front Desk, and it is titled "I Was a Bad Guest and I Don't Know Why I Was Rewarded."
Oh, and I remember this. I'm sorry. I almost picked this.
Did you?
And I saw you picked it, and I didn't. Yeah.
That's
this is... Yeah, I know, right? Well, and I saw it's, like, a little longer, and I'm like, I don't want to read that much, but, you know,
and
I'm just lazy. It's not super long.
It comes from user Lincoln JKC. JKC? I don't know. I don't know what that ending means, but...
I don't know.
Anyway... My brain is basically short-circuiting at the moment, and I just have to shout out, thank you, thank you. As background, many of you will know that Milton, which is Hilton, owns
my
hotel loyalty soul.
I do like that Tales from the Front Desk doesn't enable or encourage their posters to put, like, who they work for. But then when you do get these occasional guests that are posting, like this one, they don't get it that it's, you know, kind of serious and part of the rules and whatever. But whatever.
Yeah, I know.
It's, I mean...
Yeah.
It's important if you actually work in the industry. You don't want to ever be tied back to talking bad about your employer. You want to talk about the overall impact of what you're dealing with within the industry. Anyway, all right, sorry. I'm off my soapbox.
I just arrived in, and then there's like on in parentheses and a question mark, which I have no idea what that means.
In or on.
An island nation somewhere in the North Atlantic where Milton doesn't exist. And actually, hotels seem to be a scarcity in general. The most legit looking place within walking distance to the client costs a fair amount more than my budget to book direct, but I found some sketchy as fuck third party sites selling their rooms for over $150 a night, less than I guess AAA and rack rates and stuff like that. Still budget breaking, but close enough. I can make the numbers work. Okay, we really didn't need all that. This guy like goes on.
No, this is a lot.
I had misgivings about this site that were only confirmed when the receipt copy I got listed prices in Hong Kong dollars that didn't in any way correlate to the actual credit card charge. So I called the property last night to confirm my reservation, and to my shock and delight, they confirmed all the details were correct, including my cheapest possible dumpster view room that I was expecting, being a non-loyal, low-paying third-party reservation. Fast forward to tonight, after a long day, why I had to fly through both, I guess, airports or something. I don't know what, what happened.
DFW to MIA. It's
I show up
Dallas to Miami.
Okay. I show up at the hotel with my passport and credit card out, and the front desk mentions that unfortunately, due to occupancy, we've had to upgrade your room type and the rest of the spiel with directions to the room. I walk to the room. First sign of trouble, the room has double doors. Second sign of trouble, under the room number, there's the notation patient suite. Bracing myself, I hold the key card with a Banksy print on it. Ugh. I know. I fell in love with this place just pursuing the art collection,
trying to be hip.
Walking to my room. I know. This guy's like so, really?
I don't care about what your damn
door.
Key card looks like.
I know.
God.
So I find two bathrooms, one with a proper soaking tub, balcony. Okay, he's got a kick-ass room, okay?
He's got
There's a ship bottle, you know, a bottle with a ship in it. This is one of the two best rooms I've had in my hotel staying career, and I did everything wrong. How is it that I broke every rule in the hotel loyalty book and wound up with a kick-ass room? Okay, so a few things. This is probably more than likely what happens. Sometimes what happens is either someone canceled a reservation, and they had this suite sitting there, and they were just you weren't a dick when you checked in, so the front desk person upgraded you. Okay, that very well could have happened. Or two, they were genuinely, for real, oversold on the room that you originally booked, which is what you were told. And then they had this room sitting there, and they didn't have a choice but to put you in it, which is probably more than likely what happened. They just honestly did not have the cheap room that you were supposed to be in. They didn't have it.
Yeah.
Or something got put out of order. Which is probably more than likely what happened.
Yeah.
Your room that you
were
supposed to be in.
You know, plumbing or AC or whatever. Yeah.
Mold. I mean, all kinds of shit happens to hotel rooms. Yeah. I mean, or somebody died in it. I mean, who fucking knows? So, you know, your room's out of order.
Too much blood.
All they had left was this, you know, $5,000 a night suite or whatever the fuck you got. And that's what happened. Sometimes it happens that way. It's not really that big of a deal. I mean, I upgrade third-party people. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Especially overnight.
If you have to.
It's overnight and it's late and I'm not going to sell the room and they're there. And there you go. You got a suite, especially if they're staying for one night. I mean, why not?
Right.
I don't care. Right. It's fine. I mean, I'm never going to sell the room. That's right. Not going to happen.
And
third-party people do go online. They do go online. Oh, they do give their reviews. Yeah. So, you know, if I can upgrade them, I upgrade them.
So, I have 2 points to this. And the first one is pretty much the one you just made, was it's just inventory balancing. If you have the better room available, it's late at night, you have someone coming in, throw them in it. Who cares?
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't matter at that point. Nope. And the more dour point is, I didn't love how this front desk associate supposedly told this customer that they were upgraded. He said, or he or she said,
that
unfortunately, due to occupancy, we've had to upgrade your room type. Like, that is your perfect chance to, like, get a great review, get a tip, possibly, whatever, but be like, Mr., you know, Sarah, whatever. Mr. Lincoln. I have taken care of you tonight. I've put you in a great room. I hope you enjoy your tub and your great balcony and all that. And that, I mean, that is your moment right there.
You're shipping a bottle.
And they totally fucked it up.
Yeah, they kind of did.
I mean, due to occupancy, guests don't know what occupancy means. I mean,
well, this guy sure seems to. He seems to know all about it. Yeah, or he's acting like he does.
This asshole does, but, you know. But
anyway,
I liked the story a lot. It's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty. So,
are we gonna do picks of the week now?
Yes, I will kick off real quick. I have a quick pick, which is the new Halloween movie. Which, since we're recording kind of late in October, I really think you should see soon. The great thing about it is, I'm not going to give anything away, but it doesn't take any of the sequels into account. So it goes from Halloween in 1978 and doesn't look at anything else until 2018. And it picks up where that story left off. So Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie is like this trauma victim, basically, that's lived her life based on what happened 40 years ago. And it's done really, really well. I really liked this movie. But that being said, my actual pick of the week is American Horror Story. The newest season is titled Apocalypse. And the cool thing about American Horror Story is it might be, if not the first, one of the first shows to do this. It doesn't follow continuity. Like, every season is a new story. So
yeah, it's like an anthology, right?
Yeah, anthology. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this season with Apocalypse, it starts out, this is not a spoiler, it happens in the first 10 minutes. The world basically comes to an end because of some nuclear shit. But,
and this is the latest season, right?
Yeah, yeah. The one airing now.
Okay, yeah.
And the cool thing is, though, they are really, at this point, they're, like 8-9 weeks in to the new season. And they are rewarding the fans of the show that have been fans since day one. They've brought back some characters from season one. They brought back some characters from season three. They've, you know, kind of started to integrate the show a little bit and, like, cross-reference those separate stories, which is really hard to do, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And
to tie in stuff. Yeah. That's cool. For an anthology series. Yeah.
And I think you could watch it on its own and be fine. But I think you could, if you're a big fan of the show too, though, it really, like, you know, ups it to another level in this, you know, golden age of television or whatever.
Yeah.
But
the
cool thing is too, a lot of the actors are like, the same actors have been in the seasons, you know, throughout the years, but they played different characters. So now that they're mixing the seasons more and more, those actors are playing different characters. You know, like there's some actors that are playing like four different characters. Not at the same time, but it really shows their range and their ability to like you know, inhabit that character, and it's fascinating. I don't really have a great way to describe it, but it's really really good. So if you haven't watched it or if you're not caught up, go back, watch them all. It's worth it, especially.
Yeah, I saw that. Go ahead, sorry.
No, especially moving into this scary holiday season known as Christmas.
Halloween!
No, Christmas.
Christmas for the Fresh Freaks. Yeah, this is our Christmas. Yeah, no. No, but I saw that Stevie Nicks was on an episode, or a couple of episodes.
Oh, no, she was on several in one season. Yeah. But yeah, she popped up in one in this new season. Yeah. So that's cool.
I saw that. Yeah, because
and did like a full song. Like they let her have the show.
Yeah, that's what I had read about. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I do need to start watching this then. Cuz I've been the holdout. I haven't
watched it. Yeah, no, it's really really good. It's one of those shows. It's not as deep as Game of Thrones, but it's definitely one of those shows where
I don't think anything's as deep as Game of Thrones.
I know. That's
I mean, come on.
That's a given, but it's definitely one of those shows where you start to try to connect the characters to season and see how it all works. And there's been so many fan theories and so much fandom around the show that they're finally starting to kind of pull it together officially. And it's exciting. I like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check it out. And now would be a good time, like you said.
Yeah. So what's your pick this week, Sarah?
So my pick of the week, actually, I'm going to give you all the credit for this pick, honestly.
Oh, good. As always, you should.
I'm going to give you all the credit for this.
I mean, I am the man on the podcast, so I should get all the credit anyway.
You do have the penis, so you get all the credit anyway.
Precisely.
Because you're the one with the penis.
Precisely.
So anyway. But no, Derek was so nice enough to actually give me his Hulu account information, so I've been mooching.
Not
I've been able
temporarily,
to mooch.
I gave her a free trial.
I've been able to mooch
that
his,
she could
Hulu
use
for a little while. Yeah, but now I'm definitely gonna have to get Hulu now, but on my own. But I am enjoying mooching it. For this time period, as long as he's gonna allow
I think the trial's almost over. I think it was 2 months, but yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I love it.
What you been watching?
It's enabled me to, it's enabled me to be able to watch one of my all-time just favorite shows that this show actually, like, got me into watching, like, series and, like, series type of TV, and it's ER. I fucking love ER. I've loved ER ever since I've been a kid, because that's when it came on in the 90s. I think the first, air date, 94, so I'm not going to tell you how old I was, because then that you'll know how old I am, but I was a teenager. I'm just going to say I was a teenager in 94.
A teenager. You mean like 113? That kind of teenager?
That's hilarious. Derek seems to think that I'm some kind of like dragon witch. Something that like, at night I turn into a dragon and sleep in a cave with jewels or something.
Yes.
But I'm like, this ancient.
That's what keeps me, you know, thinking
I'm
about
ancient.
You all the time.
I'm ancient and evil. Anyway, this, like I said, this is the show that actually really got me, I guess, into TV, because I was like I was a younger teenager when the show first came on. And I mean, I watched it from the beginning and all the way until the end. And the show ran, I think it's got 15 seasons. A hot
fucking minute, yeah.
So it was on for a long time.
I gave up, I'll be honest. I watched it for a minute, but like maybe 5-6 seasons in, I stopped. I don't know. It was too much.
Yeah. But. Well, what I like about it, I'll just give you the storyline. So it's Michael Crichton is the one who wrote it. And we love Michael Crichton. Yes. Derek and I have a love for Michael Crichton, obviously, for Westworld. And he's known for Jurassic Park, Westworld. And he is actually a doctor. He is actually a medical doctor. A lot of people don't know that about him. And so he wanted to make a series. He had been, like, St. Elsewhere had already been on TV before. St. Elsewhere was way before ER. And that had been on, and that did really, really well. People like St. Elsewhere. I like St. Elsewhere. St. Elsewhere is actually on Hulu, if you want to check it out. It's on there and compare the two. A lot of people do compare ER to that show, but they are two completely different shows. And what Michael Crichton brings to the table is, because he is a medical doctor, he actually is able to... All their procedures, everything that they are doing is real. Like, the terminology that they're using, the equipment that they're using, everything that they're doing is, at the time, what actually what would have happened. Like, if you were in a trauma situation, if you had gone to the ER and actually, like, you know, had doctors working on you at that time, if you'd been shot or whatever, that's actually how it, that's exactly how it would have gone down. So they were very, very good at doing that. And we'd never seen anything like that before on TV.
Right.
We'd never seen that. Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we've seen St. Elsewhere, but that's nothing like.
And
that's nothing like.
No,
this.
No, no. Yeah, no. And
nothing
it,
at all.
I feel like it really laid the groundwork for later, maybe more popular shows like Grey's Anatomy
and stuff
like that. They had all that technical shit that you're talking about taken for granted. They had it in their notebooks so they could add drama on top of it. And I think that he. You know, built on, well, he was the foundation of those kind of shows.
Yeah. Created it. He actually created this. And what he actually did is even more important than that, is he made the hospital a character. The hospital is a character. County General is a character in the show. It's the main character of the show. County General is the main character of the show. That's the name of the hospital, for those of you that don't know. So that's the main character of the show. And then he created these other people that just work there. But County General is the main character of the show. And then everything else just kind of happens around that. And then you do get some episodes that do take place outside of the hospital that I had actually forgotten about until now. I'm like rewatching it.
I bet not.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that show now. I remember when Peter Benton, you know, went to Atlanta and he did like a program where he went to this small town in Atlanta and he was a surgeon there for a little while. And, you know, just like, it's just fun to like revisit a show that I haven't seen, you know, in years. Because ER is really hard to find. You can't find it anywhere.
Does it hold up? I mean,
it very much holds up. Awesome. Yes, it very much holds up, because what they did is what another genius thing that Michael Crichton did is he did not date the show. So they don't use a lot of popular like slang language in the show that would have been popular back in the 90s. You know, so it's not dated at all. I mean, you watch it now and you really feel like that you're watching a modern show, or I do anyway. I mean, I feel like that it could be put out now, you know, and
awesome.
People would love it and watch it, you know.
I need to go back and catch up. I do remember when Anthony Green left the show as Dr. Mark Green.
Or, he's my favorite character.
Oh, Anthony Edwards, as Mark Green.
He's my favorite character, yes.
But he's great. But oh my god, when he like finally left the show, are you up to that yet? Am I going to spoil it?
No, but I know what
happened. Okay, well, like, I think that might have been one of the earliest times I cried as, like, a child. Like, it was so heartbreaking and so impactful. They did such a good job with it, which is exactly what a show should do. It was awesome.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, that, like, I love about this show, because they literally deal with life and death. And again, like, we've never really seen anything like that depicted on TV before, like a real sort of quote unquote real. I mean, as real, I guess, as you can get, because it is obviously over dramatized and because it is TV. But I mean, it's interesting to see how the doctors and the surgeons, how, you know, pious they can actually be about it. You know, and how they get just like, okay, well, whatever, he died. I mean, it's just like their job. Like, they don't even, they get to a point where they just don't even, like, it doesn't affect them anymore. Mm-hmm. But then some of them, it always affects them, and they just can't deal with it. And then they wind up quitting, or they can't handle it. You know, they can't deal with it. They're not, I guess, like, tough enough or strong enough to deal with it. So it's interesting. Like I said, I love this show. This is what got me into loving TV. This is the show that, like, made me just be like, oh, I love TV.
That's a lot. I mean, that's your whole, like, MO online, on our awesome Game of Thrones spoilers welcome group. And, you know, I mean, you love TV.
I love
the storylines and all that. Like,
I love it. And this is what got, this is the show that got me into it.
And you don't,
I have a deep love for ER.
Yeah. And you don't just love it, but you appreciate it. You like the work that goes into it.
Yes.
I mean, that's great.
Yes. Yes. I love it. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Those of you that have Hulu, definitely get on the ER train.
For sure.
Get back on it, because
if you
it's
want
great.
A free trial, hit me up.
Derek will sign you up. Yep.
I will sign you up for a free trial.
But Hulu actually does a good job too, because, like, I like the way that they have this. I like their arrangement of how they actually show you the shows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ER, there's a lot of shows. There's usually 20 something shows in a season.
Yeah, that's back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days of TV, when we got
and
22
network TV
in a season.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to watch every single show, Hulu does a really good job of they've designed their website really, really well. So you can actually, like, go on there, and they give you a really good, like, synopsis and breakdown of each show, and they give you like a little. There's a little picture, too, so you can see, like, a little picture of, like, who's going to be in the show and what's going on, you know, during that specific show. So if you're a huge fan of ER like I am, and you pretty much remember all the shows, you can kind of scroll through and be like, oh, I remember that, or I've seen that one a whole bunch, and I don't want to watch that one again. I want to watch one that I don't really remember. You can easily, like, scroll through and find, you know, a show. Like, I mean, I skipped pretty much all of, like, season 3 because I just did. So I watched, like, the highlight
shows. That's
interesting.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, so you don't have to, like, watch, like, literally, so, like, all 22 episodes of season 4 if you don't want to. You can kind of skip around.
I wonder if, I need to look this up. I wonder if Supernatural is on Hulu with that feature, because.
Yeah, I think it is.
Everybody keeps talking about how amazing that show is, but it's kind of
It is really good. It's
you've
scary.
Watched it?
Yeah, it's really scary.
But it's got, like, 19 damn seasons or something.
I know. I think it's up to, like 20 seasons.
I can't watch that many fucking episodes. I cannot catch up. I've tried. I tried to start at season 1, and I'm like, this is dumb, and it's dated. And I know shows get better as they go on, but I'm like, I can't. I can't. But...
I got up to season 5, but, like, look, I was trying to watch it, like, when I got home from work. So, you know, I was watching it.
Sarah's dog
day.
In the background, not mine.
Sorry.
FYI. But it's
sorry
cute. It's fine.
So
she always blames my dog.
I was watching it during the day, which was good because, like I said, it's really fucking scary. Supernatural is like really fucking scary. So, like, I was watching
thought it was like a teen show.
No, it's fucking scary as shit. So, like, okay. I was watching it during the day, which I thought, okay, well, I'll watch the scary shit during the day, but then I have to sleep. Like, I have to go to sleep during the day. And it just made me where, like, I couldn't even hardly sleep.
That's your nighttime, dummy.
Yeah.
You should watch it at work.
Right? Well, that'll freak me out, too, because I'm alone in a hotel.
Well,
so that may not be a good
true.
Idea either.
Well, yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap
best
this
of luck
up.
To you. All righty, so, rolling along... We are going to wrap this up. Please be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at CompMyPod. Also, you can see all of our episodes and show notes and links and all that fun stuff at CompMyPod.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.